It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us for the first time ever, actually, somehow. Dee Snider, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's just, you know, the realization how long we've known each other. I mean, you know, not that we're old or anything, but, you know, our paths have crossed many times. And suddenly it hit me, as you, that I've never been on the show.
Well, I'm very happy.
Yeah, maybe I haven't had something metal enough for Full Metal Jackie, and now I feel like I can stand tall.
Now, well, now we've got something. Dee Snider's solo album For the Love of Metal is out now. It was produced by Jamie Josta, and it features a bunch of cool contributions. And Dee, you're a metal guy. You always have been, but metal evolves and changes. What was necessary to make a contemporary metal album that doesn't alienate the old school metal you're known for?
Jamie Josta. Somebody said that to me, like, well, what's your recommendation to other heritage artists who want to make a more contemporary sounding record? I said, hire Jamie Josta. I mean, he put so much, after his initial challenge, which you may have heard of, about on his podcast, challenge you to make a contemporary metal record, Dee. And then I said, yes. He said, you know, I've challenged a lot of people. You're the first one to say yes. Now I've got to deliver. But he really took it as a responsibility. He really, as much as a egomaniac as I am, and I certainly am a narcissist, I'm still not that bad that I am so full of myself that I think I walk on water. I don't. And but Josta, he views me as one of those voices, and he felt this responsibility to make sure he did the right thing by me, and I think he did. I mean, I'm so happy with the record.
Dee Snider with us on the show. His new solo album, For the Love of Metal, is out, and here's a tune from it, Tomorrow's No Concern. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider with us on the show tonight, talking about his new solo album, For the Love of Metal, which is out now. And Jamie Josta from Hatebreed instigated your new album. What does he understand about you that maybe other people don't get?
What he understood about me that I didn't get. he said, Dee, you know, like I stopped writing songs and stopped doing new music back after the second Widowmaker record in 95, I think that was. It's a long time ago. And he said, at that time I was like, well, I think, you know, whatever. I've run my course. And other than reuniting with Twisted Sister and doing like an oldies show, I didn't really see a place myself. And Jamie said, dude, while you weren't looking, you kind of became iconic. And I'm like, what? He goes, 20 years have passed since you stopped. So you sort of like left mentally. He says, and in that time, you just become one of those people in our world. And, you know, and I was like, you think so? He goes, I know so, man. Your voice is strong. Let's do it. And we did.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider's For the Love of Metal is out now. Dee is with us on the show. Quick break. Coming up, Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Typo Negative. Up next, music from Judas Priest. Plus, we'll check out a new tune from Black Fast. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider on the show with us tonight. His new solo album, For the Love of Metal, is out now. And Dee, throughout your career, you've been a prolific songwriter who always wrote by yourself. What's liberating about singing something written by someone else?
I can't say it's liberating. I can say that it was unnerving at first because I've always been so hands-on with the stuff I sang. But we started this, we didn't have a record deal, we didn't have a budget. This was, you know, the title of the album is For the Love of Metal. That's it. It was a passion project. But as we went song to song, I started to realize that Jamie was really climbing in my skin like Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs, you know, and he was really understanding me, and I was feeling all of these songs. So it was unnerving at first, but you're right, liberating in the end, because I feel like I've given people something that doesn't sound super dated.
Dee Snider with us. It's Full Metal Jackie talking about For the Love of Metal, his solo album, which is out now. Going to take a quick break. Dee's going to be picking music in just a bit. We also have music from Anthrax. We'll check out a new Pig Destroyer track. Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit with Jamie Josta coming up after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider on the show with us tonight. Indeed, Twisted Sister played their final show in 2016. Did you ever consider retirement, or was continuing on your own always the plan?
I was retiring. I was done. I wasn't planning on continuing on my own. I got challenged by this pop producer to do a mainstream rock record, and I love a challenge. I'm just grateful nobody said, how about doing a children's record? Because I probably would have said, okay, I'll do it. So I did this mainstream rock record, and, you know, that didn't go anywhere. And I was like, cool, I'm done. And then Josta challenges me to do a metal record. So I really thought with the ends of Twisted that I was done, but somehow, my wife laughs when I say that, but somehow I'm not.
Dee Snider's For the Love of Metal is out now, and he's hanging out with us here on the show. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. I'm also going to be premiering a brand new song from Deicide. We'll hear from Metallica, Clutch, and more with Dee. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dee Snider on the show with us tonight. His new solo album, For the Love of Metal, is out now. And again, it was produced by Jamie Josta, has some cool contributions from everyone from Howard Jones, Mark from Lamb of God, Alyssa from Arch Enemy, and more. Dee, you have been singing nearly all your life. What have you come to learn about techniques that might have been useful when you were a kid playing clubs night after night?
Wow. That's an interesting question that nobody's asked me. I think I actually learned the secret for me to longevity and success as far as vocally very early on. I crashed and burned back when Twisted was playing four shows a night, five nights a week in the bars, and my voice left me after only 6 months. And I went to a voice coach, and she said, listen, you had a choice to make. You're either going to be a hanging out and partying guy, or you're going to be the guy that's able to sing night after night after night. But that means separating yourself from that lifestyle, because you can't sustain both. I know there are people who would argue that, but for me, I couldn't do it. And so I learned very early on that I was going to have to compromise my lifestyle if I wanted to be to sing rock and roll.
Full Metal Jackie, Dee Snider's debut solo album, For the Love of Metal, is out now. Quick break. Up next, going to be hearing from Nathan Explosion of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also a new tune from Parkway Drive, and more with Dee Snider. It's Full Metal Jackie, Dee Snider on the show with us tonight. Dee's solo album, For the Love of Metal, is out now. And as mentioned earlier, it's produced by Jamie Josta, and some of the contributions include previous Killswitch Engage singer Howard Jones, Mark Morton of Lamb of God, Alyssa from Arch Enemy, and there's a few more. And making For the Love of Metal with people from bands like Hatebreed, Arch Enemy, and Killswitch Engage, what do you now realize about the impact Twisted Sister has made on younger generations of metal bands?
That was, I've been realizing for a while. But, you know, again, I am an egomaniac and a narcissist, but not to the point where I think, you know, people say, Twisted Sister should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No, we shouldn't. And they're like, what? You know, like, no, you know, we don't make that mark. But we had an effect, and with me personally, apparently it goes beyond to things like, you know, creating what became Headbangers Ball and going to Washington and fighting censorship. And all these things together have made an impression on a lot of young musicians. And I've met so many of them, mostly courtesy of my daughter dragging me to festivals and hardcore shows. And it's just amazing that all these young people wanted to work with me. I say young compared to me, they're young. So it was just incredible outpouring and very touching, honestly.
And, you know, you touched on things that you've done over the years, including, like, you know, sit in courtrooms and fight for, against censorship and things like that. I've always thought it was amazing when guys like you got up there and spoke. And I think people who are not around metal or don't know who they're dealing with are surprised for somebody that you came out and you knew what you were talking about. You were eloquent in your arguments. And I just love seeing people's faces when they're like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about.
You know, Jackie, I felt like I needed not just to represent for myself, but for the community, because I know better. I know we're not idiots, you know, because we like heavy metal. I mean, this was this misperception. And I just did an interview with Psychology Today, who's doing a piece based on a study that showed that metalheads become better adjusted adults than non-metalheads. This is true. And they felt that that moment where I spoke for fighting censorship was a turning point in people's perceptions of heavy metal. And I'm very proud of that. But again, is that until you open your mouth, people just thought they got it. And you know, Jackie, you know the community. The fact that we love this aggressive music has nothing to do with our IQs.
That's true. And I think we've managed to surprise people along the way with that fact.
Yes, we certainly have.
Dee Snider's solo record For the Love of Metal is out now. And Dee, are you going to do like a proper, I know you've got some festival stuff happening around the world. Are you going to do a proper U.S. tour around this record?
I was blindsided by this record. And by that, I mean, as I told you, I was done. And Jamie challenges me, but we've got no deal. So it's just like we're doing our things and in between we're meeting and where everybody's just coming in for nothing. So there's no grand plan. As you know, normally you plan your album and your tour at the same time. It's a game plan. We had no game plan. Hence July 27th release. I mean, it was like, what's the worst possible day to release this thing? I know, the middle of summer. So we are just sort of playing catch up now because the response has been great. Reviews are great. I was not expecting this. So plan on supporting the record. You'll see more and more dates added. This isn't a hit and run for me. This is a hit and stick.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show, Dee, finally.
Yeah. And it's great to hear your voice on the radio. And that's why you do radio, because you got a great radio voice.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. 25 years and counting. How long have you been doing it, girl?
A minute.
Let's just leave it there.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.